Shihor, a Zarmnian scout, stood high in the stirrups of his saddle, his gaze fixed eastward towards the coastline. A strong look of displeasure clouded his face from its usual placid and controlled coolness into a darkening and furrowed scowl. The pulsing flash over the edge of the far eastern horizon and the faint but distant marks on the edge of the lowering sky confirmed his worst fear. 21 fingers. A year of sevens. The soothsayer had been wrong to placate their concern. When the first 7 years had passed after they had put down the insurgency, they had watched the east with guarded vigilance. No gray harbinger smoke fingers arose on the horizon, far distant pillars of fire burning somewhere beyond the edge of the sea. Sentries watched day and night, stationed on the hillside that formed the seaside cliffs, overlooking the sea for over a year, but no flash of the opening between worlds appeared. No rumors of the otherworlders came from their spies, hidden within the pathetic pockets of resistance operating with what they foolishly believed was secrecy within the outer villages. When no further signs of the mysterious oculus had come, they had begun to believe that the trouble with the surface worlders and the prophecy was failing. When 14 years passed, they had begun to believe that the meddlesome entries were at last over, and they had celebrated their victory with a brutal campaign to pillage those villages who still resisted Zarmnian rule and tribute. Even the commercial city of Azergoth had fallen, and its collapse had demoralized all of the other towns who still believed themselves protected from the reach and might of the Zarmnian Empire. What was started so long ago and had to his mind been thwarted, suppressed, and seemingly abandoned was not yet over. The beings would be back. The nightmares would become flesh, gristle, and bone, and crawl, swim, or fly back into the midworld seeking vengeance. The Pan and his minions had been warned. An agreement had been reached, or so he had thought. It was hard to tell with the Wild Ones what truly was in their self-interest. The remote patrol assignment would have to wait. There was no time to be lost. He had to ride hard and fast back to the city of Zarmni and warn the dread monarch. If they did not put down this potential uprising, it could mean the end of their rule. The marauder resistance was one thing, but this was quite another. This involved the supernatural. He turned his horse towards the westward rise and the purple shadow of the distant mountains beyond it. He would ride hard throughout the night and, so doing, would kill his mount, but would pick up another in the occupied towns along the way. 7 days' ride. It had taken 9 days to reach the coast in pursuit of the mysterious old blind woman seen to have left the city. Something about her had never seemed quite right, lingering day after day in the alley next to the inner court portcullis. Never once asking for alms, food, or water, she wanted something else. Something much more precious to her than those things that would naturally sustain a human life. And he suspected he knew what it was she wanted. He'd been a fool not to recognize her, sitting there day after day. But then again, she was much changed from when he'd last saw her, serving he and his men in the tavern at Sorrow's Gate. If the pulsing light on the eastern horizon and the smoky columns in the distance were not indicators enough, the fact of the old woman showing up in the city of Zarmni should have warned him that an attempt to recover the remaining crownstone would soon be made, provided Zarmni still had it in its possession. He had to get to the treasury to be sure. He would meet with Helmer's company on the road and then proceed onward. The horse flesh under him had served him well in his patrols. It was a fine and powerful beast. What a waste, he thought as he clenched his teeth, gathered his reins tightly into his fist and drove hard, cruel spurs into the flanks of the mountain stallion, causing it to rear up and then run for all its might.